Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 17th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1 and we'll be finishing on verse 20. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. 6 days later Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, and led them up a high mountain to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. Peter exclaimed, "Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here. If you want, I'll make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my dearly loved son, who brings me great joy. Listen to him." The disciples were terrified and fell face down on the ground. Then Jesus came over and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." And when they looked up, Moses and Elijah were gone, and they saw only Jesus. As they went back down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Then his disciples asked him, "Why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes?" Jesus replied, "Elijah is indeed coming first to get everything ready. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, but he wasn't recognized, and they chose to abuse him. And in the same way they will also make the Son of Man suffer." Then the disciples realized he was talking about John the Baptist. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment the boy was well. Afterward the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Once again, that was verses 1 through 20 in the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain so they could see who he truly is. He was revealed to them with the glory of the Spirit and the voice of the Father. Moses and Elijah, representing the Law and the Prophets, two men who had unique, quote, deaths, end quote, and two men who saw God's glory, appeared and talked with Jesus. The three disciples experienced the Lord revealed, transfigured in power, and understood the power we have in him. They were filled with wonder and terror. They were in the presence of God. Jesus invited them to know him deeper, and they soaked up the life-changing experience to the core of their souls. For more study, look up John chapter 1 verse 14, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, and also 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. When Christ and the three disciples came down the mountain, they witnessed a ministry fiasco. That is so often what it is like after a mountaintop experience. The other disciples could not cast a demon out of a child. How could that be? Jesus had given them authority to cast out demons. We read this from another earlier devotional reading in this series on chapter 10 verse 8, and they already had experience in this area. So what was the problem? They did not have enough faith or dependence on Christ, from what we just read in today's reading in verse 19. And it's also found in the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 29. These future Christian leaders were learning the lesson to depend on Christ more than themselves. We must all learn this lesson, and we often learn it through mistakes. We need to experience Him, see Him, be filled with Him, hear from Him, love Him, and personally know His love and power. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How have you personally experienced the power of Jesus Christ? Are you serving Christ out of your own strength or out of His power? How do you know? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. As you go on with your day, be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.